how did things change for you and your position with Linville gone and things being rearranged?
I mean, everything's pretty much the same. I mean, just, you know, new faces, new guys on the team and stuff like that. But as far as position-wise, everything's pretty much the same.
The new, Hankins in the mix now more than he probably was a year ago, and new faces at defensive end. What are your impressions on how the defensive line's
going? Oh, it's coming along good. You know, he picked it up a lot this camp. He came out right in the spring ball, and feel excited for him, you know. I think he stepped up a lot. He is moving around a lot good, and he's doing a lot of good things the coaches are happy about.
Do you feel there's a hole to fill with Linville not here? You know, he was such a big
problem. I mean, you know, it's a lot to make up when you lose a guy like him. But I think that we get it done, most definitely. Just for the fact that everybody's on the same page, all the tackles that we have know what we need to do to get things done, and you know, everybody just came out ready and ready to play this year, I believe.
It took you, you know, a few years, but now you're kind of back in the, you know, in the first team starting role. What does that mean to you? I mean, it was a pretty long road for you to get back there. You've been through a lot during that
time. I'm very excited and very thankful for this opportunity. You know, it wasn't cut down or cut short for me. So since I've been able to get back onto the starting role, you know, I'm taking it very serious and personal to keep it, and want to go out there and do my best to go out there and show them that I still play.
What does that mean, taking serious and personal? I mean, is it rough when you see your name on a depth chart and it's not there?
No, necessarily. Just for the fact that, you know, all the AVM stuff, you know, just happy to finally put that behind me and just move on. That's what I meant by that. You know, I had a lot of questions of people wondering, oh, if you're going to be able to play and stuff like that. All that's behind me. Now I'm here. You know, fresh new year and nothing to worry about. Yeah, I'm just excited.
You feel better this year than last year?
Yes, indeed, I do. Just for the fact that, you know, it's been a couple years now since anything happened, and I'm just excited to be back out here and nothing to worry about.
What is it that's different, man, that you say you feel better? What is it that, you know, is it something you...
I look kind of trim, don't I? just for the fact that I lost some weight in the off season, and just for the fact that, you know, the coaches, you know, believe in me to get it done. So that's what I'm excited for. The fact that, you know, they put you up there on, you know, this first team and say, hey, get it done. And I'm excited for the opportunity.
Are there things physically or training-wise that you can do now that you couldn't for a couple of years?
Not necessarily. It was just more of a cautious thing. You know, just people kind of wanted me to take it easy, you know, especially my last year with the Eagles. They just wanted me to, get healed. So that was a big thing at that time. And now I'm just healed and ready to go.
Like, not a ton of new faces on the defensive line, but you guys did lose your leader. Now, who steps up? And
we have a lot of guys to step up. You know, we got Kiwi, we got Jenkins. JP needs to step up, and if I needed to, I could too. So, we always had leaders. Good thing is about us, we never overstep anybody's boundaries. If one person wants to step up and take the lead, we'll let them take the lead. So. That's the thing about our D-line. I think everybody's mature enough to understand how the roads go and know what we need to get done.